Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is Tony's show. Show may not be too long tonight. I got kind of set back and behind. I had an interview yesterday, the day before. The day's become a blur this week. Anyway, the interview was in Israel. And we had a pretty good go at it with the interview. It was really a good interview. The link will be on the pod tonight. So, I mean, you'll see it. It's called An Epic Talk for Epic Times with Tony Pantelaresco. So when you look at the YouTube channel, which you'll see, there's AHAVA 528. I think Shao is the guy's name. Good guy. We had a good talk. We had a good exchange, good dialogue. I think it was indicative that there is movement going on in Israel as well, or people are starting to wake up. He actually, in our interview and our talks, made comments giving some clarity to what's really going on in Israel. Israel is also facing the same dilemma that the rest of the world is facing. They're having issues with all kinds of things, with immigration. They're having all kinds of issues with chemtrails. They're having all kinds of issues with people getting sick, the frequencies, everything, you know. And it was a pretty good interview, I thought. I've listened to it a couple of times, and you know, we had fun doing the interview as well. I would encourage you to go to the channel. For those of you who aren't familiar with some of the topics that we talk, all you got to do is go back to the previous pod beams that we've done, independence.podbeam.com, and you can get caught up to some of the topics that we discussed in the interview there. But it'll be an eye-opener for a lot of you. Those of you who have been following the theme anyway will get a lot out of it as well. But I think all in all, it's going to be pretty good for a lot of you. And if you can share the interview, by all means do so. I mean, I think the information was good. A lot of people compliment me on the interview. It was a good interview because of the host of the show, and we got along pretty good. And we were able to, you know, tease a little bit. I was teasing a little bit more than he was. Anyway, it was a good show, and I would encourage you guys to go see it. And if you don't find the link, it's called An Epic Talk for Epic Times with Tony Pantelaresco. And you can, again, I'll repeat, An Epic Talk for Epic Times with Tony Pantelaresco. But the link will be posted inside the Podbean. I would, like I said, encourage everybody to go listen to the pod. If you are in Israel, I suggest you listen to this man. He has some insights of his own. And it may help a lot of you within the confines of Israel to realize how much of what's really going on has been fabricated in such a way that you have been manipulated and diverted in ways you can't imagine. And this is going on globally. It's not just in Israel. It's in the Middle East. It's in Europe. It's in Africa, India, China, Russia, the United States, Canada, South America, the Caribbean. There isn't a spot on the planet where this has not been initiated. Every place is at different levels. In the experiment, if you will. The experiment in a cesspool lab. Interesting content. Interesting, you know, content to think about. Anyway, before I go on, I want to let everybody know, if you're going to order stuff, the cutoff date will be the first week of December. If you're going to order a bucket, a triangle, a deflector fan, or any of the high-tech stuff that's bulky, as of December 1st, I will cut it off. And the reason why I cut it off at that point, for the big parcels, I will send off grounding straps, books, DVD books, because they're on DVD, thumb drives and tinctures and remedies that are in small parcels, 2 ounce, whatever. Those usually get through. They can sometimes get lost, and if they get lost, it's a lot easier to absorb those costs and to absorb the cost of the tech that we send through the email, or sorry, through the snail mail. And the reason why I don't send stuff, because sometimes the things that you're getting ready to receive during the Christmas holiday, some people are more interested in those things than you are, even though you paid for them. So I'm going to hold off on the bucket and stuff triangle, unless it's a real emergency, a real dire need to have these things. I will send it in only that situation, but with the understanding that if it gets lost, that's it. There is no replacement. That's why I like waiting till after the Christmas. The Christmas time has always been horrific when it came to shipping products out. Small products like the flash drive, books, tinctures, grounding straps, deflectors can be replaced at a nominal cost. To me, I never charge extra for having to resend products that get lost in the mail. So I am, like I said, I'm only going to send out the smaller items. The bigger items, no, they will not go out until after the holidays. So if you're interested in a bucket or triangle, you're interested in a deflector fan, that we showed how to make on YouTube on the update modification. If you're interested in any of those things, which are big ticket items, really, then that would be the cutoff date. Going to the U.S., I won't ship in Canada either, the bigger items, because our post is worse than the States, so you may not see it until February. I get delayed mail now, just local, you know. True story, I live in Windsor, and I sent a package in Windsor, and it wound up taking about 7 days to get there. 7 days to go from a Windsor address to another Windsor address. Just nuts. So again, I'm pointing this out so that, you know, you don't be alarmed if I say no, I will ship it after in January. You say, tell me it's an emergency, I will tell you at the same token that if I send the products out during that time, if they get lost, the big ticket items, it's a loss. You know, it's just going to be a complete loss. So I'm letting everybody know so they don't get all mad or angry. So you've been forewarned. Share these pods with other people. Because there's a lot of people out there that are listening to these things or need to get access. And this way you can remind them to listen to the show tonight, especially so that they will get and understand that I am not going to be sending the big ticket items out. I figured I'd let everybody know. I'll remind everybody in the next show again. So you got basically to the end of the month and the first week of December, and that's it. If it's like the last day of the first week of December, then it won't get shipped. I get a lot of email from all people from all over the world. You know, I've become sort of a hub, if you will. A relay hub with information, and a lot of times that information I get keeps me way, way ahead on the cutting edge on some things, or it makes me start to look at some of the things that we need to look at. I think everybody should be looking at quantum mechanics, quantum programming, quantum computers. I think everybody should be looking at 6G right now. Start paying attention to 6G. Now, Australia right now is on fire. Now, you got an email from somebody down there, and it sounds like very strong, high-energy weaponry being used, or directed energy weaponry, or both, high-energy and direct energy weaponry being used to destroy Australia. Who's going to think about anything going down under with all the thunder? You know, they can fire whatever frequencies they want, and lo and behold, the wrath of the frequencies are now over the land. The military-industrial complex doesn't discriminate. And they needed a double blind. They did it in Paradise, California. Now they did it down in Australia. we're living in those times, and I am going to encourage very strongly that you start learning about alternative free energy. There is no such thing as really a free energy, but an alternative energy source that doesn't make you reliant on the current system today that you're relying on. That's what the free energy terminology, I believe, really means. And be able to be autonomous in producing your own energy. Now, I talked the other day about freedom and how we're really not free and we're all enslaved. And I make mention of that even in the Israeli interview. That we're all slaves and we're indispensable. Or dispensable, actually. We're dispensable slaves. And the need to understand that we're all slaves will go a long way in people unifying and support to get whatever they need to get done so that everybody has a mutual benefit. The slaves are dispensable. You can replace them now with a machine. Machines are going to start taking over their jobs. And the only thing that you need slaves for is the military-industrial complex, which will be now be a supply half the force to the in the United States. So anything you can learn in areas of free energy, quantum computing, 6G, I would encourage you to start going in that direction. It's going to be upon you soon enough. Somebody's saying, well, we're still fighting 5G. I would suggest you re-evaluate if it's going to make a difference, because they have put them up. They put directed energy weapons in these lamps. They've been torn apart. You can see the directed energy beams that they're using to target people. So start looking at 6G. When 6G hits, you're going to see a high rate, in my humblest opinion, of heart failure. Because the way it works, the terahertz frequencies on a higher bandwidth, they use infrared with microwave in conjunction and combination with each other. The infrared takes into the body 4 inches. The terahertz, the frequency, the microwave, now will break down the water molecules or the fat molecules to release the hydrogen, which then allows it to amplify and further target the body. Because we're all going through a high level of stress and anxiety in this life, my speculation is that the heart rates are going to cause heart failure like crazy. Knowing this and understanding this, one might now start using things like cholesterol in the diet to protect you or deflect some of the frequencies that may be assaulting your body. You might want to start learning how to build an alternative deflector, whether it be a parabolic bowl or a mirror, a three-sided mirror, or an EMP, and creating different things that are out there today that may help. Now, I was looking at something called a Morbius field. A friend of mine sent it to me and I built one. And I noticed it did make a difference. It's like a field that traps energies. So anyway, if you look up Morbius field, you'll see what that is. It's a contoured twisting of wiring that allows the frequency when it hits to get trapped in this loop till it eventually disperses or dissipates. Things like that you're going to need to learn. Okay, things like that you're going to have to start, exploring the venues and the options that are there. We are in war. We have been at war for quite some time, maybe a millennia, maybe 2 millennia. But the entities that exist today on the planet are waging war on everybody, using anything at their disposal. Light bending technology so they're invisible. blue beam technology to target you and cause all kinds of malfunctions and adrenal fatigue and skeletal and DNA damage. 6G, when it comes in again, to be a total disruptor on a molecular level, causing higher levels of stress and stress, stressful things that can further cause a weakening of the heart as a result of these frequencies, frequency overload. Study to show thyself approved under God. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In other words, read, experiment, study, go through the process, learn what's going on, and then go from there. You might be surprised at what you may learn, and you might be surprised at what you may see. You might be surprised in everything. Nothing's the same. Nothing has ever been the same. We have been manipulated for quite some time. We have had all kinds of disorientation and dysfunctionality happen to our lives. And then we start asking the questions, why is this happening? I'm doing everything right and I'm still having this type of diversity or this type of divergence pushing me down, trying to keep me trapped in this level here. These are things, if you're observing, then will lead you to more questions and that will lead you to more answers. Hold fast to what is good. If you're doing any kind of research, then the idea of holding fast to what is good is biblical. You know, or holding fast, or test all things and hold fast to what is true. That's what I go by sometimes. It's not a deviation from God's word, but an alternative in the sense of, you know, holding fast to what is true, holding fast to what is good. But you got to be able to read and study what can help you achieve that state of evolution. So that one day we'll all be godlike in the sense of reflecting God on a higher level. But when you read, test what you read. Always test whatever you're reading. Make sure. When you're listening to some goofy guru trying to sell you carbon C60 or some facsimile of nanotechnology, you know, tune them out, shut them down, do whatever. But like I said, you stay committed to your understanding, to the truth. Test it. Hang on to your tests, see your results, see what you get, that you will know. That will make you solid. Because we were talking in the interview, if you ever, when you wake up, now you're at a loss because everything you thought you knew isn't true, everything you thought you knew isn't, you know, what it's cracked up to being. So basically you have to unlearn the program and then reboot the real program. That's how it is, unfortunately. So again, start studying, start understanding the things I just mentioned. This way you can understand how you may get assaulted and what you can do to develop a alternative. As I start, use cholesterol. Start taking things that supports the heart. Magnesium chloride, magnesium citrate, magnesium malate. Start using things like potassium chloride, potassium citrate. Start using things like taurine, 500 milligrams. Do these things several times a day. Eventually, you'll have a more reinvigorated heart as a result of it. Same with the liver. You want to regenerate the liver because you've been, you know, not treating the liver good. You know, you might want to use things like sage, milk thistle, rosemary to help regenerate and restore the liver. You might want to use MSM, NAC, alpha lipoic acid. These two are sulfur-based antioxidants that can also help support the liver. If you're poor and you can't afford things, go get some Epsom salt. That's pretty cheap. Take a teaspoon of that into a liter of water. You can add borax with it. Shake it up, dissolve it, and then sip on it all day. That will bring out some of the heavy buildup of the nano that is being acquired. And may possibly even push out what you've acquired that day just being where you are. We are at war. We are at war. And the warring factions are those that would have the highest authority and the power to manifest that authority. So you decide who it is. You decide what it is. Could it be the moon? Could it be bankers? Could it be the military-industrial complex? Could it be the executive branch of the United States? Could it be the presidential branches in other parts of the world? Could it be a prime minister? You know, what, you know, it could be anything. Remember, we are at war, and the leaders are not there for you. Look what's going on in Canada. Canada's being broken down. Look what's going on in Hong Kong. These are indicators and signs that our liberties are being squashed. That the liberties and the ideologies of democracies and freedoms of expression, speech, and the right to choose and live the life you want to live is all going under the bus. We are at war. When you go into the grocery store and you see the food supply dotted with all these black dots, that's all nano poisoning. And when you see the bulk of the food has been contaminated with this type of nanobiology or bioprogramming. You know, we see the bulk of the people seeing this in the food supply. We are at war. You're being assaulted through your diet. Won't matter about organics, they don't exist. Start using things of an aquaponic nature or a hydroponic nature. Start learning to grow things indoors. You might be surprised at how good you might really be at it. Those things, everything is changing at a super rapid rate. And if you're not paying attention, it is moving right by you, right beside you, all around you. The alterations are going on everywhere. Signs are saying different things. People are acting in a different manner. This is almost as if their polarity has been reversed. We are at war. We are at war, you know. When you look up in the sky and you see the wonderful, intricate geometrical patterns they put up there for your behalf and mine, to be entertained by the display of, you know, nanobioprogramming, nanobiotechnology being sprayed right in front of your eyes. We are at war. We are at war. Can't go into the oceans, fish are dying because of all the plastics that are being consumed. The environment is being drastically reorientated. We are at war. We are at war. We need to call out these so-called political leaders, put them on a stand with a non-biased audience, an audience of people that walk in who are annoyed at what's going on with the country. Perhaps people like that can explain to everybody why the countries are suffering the way they are, why this indignation is going on, why a targeted people like Europeans or those of European descent are being heavily, heavily hit and regulated almost to a point of being out of existence. This is a sign of war. This is a sign of war. You know, it's torture without touch. It's manipulating everything. This is all AI today doing this. Artificial intelligence is shifting reality as we know it. And it's doing it in subtle ways, here a little, there a little. So before you know it, one day you wake up and you won't even recognize your environment. You won't even know where you are at. I was listening to Elon Musk the other day, and for the most part, I agree with him on the nature of nano and artificial intelligence. We are going to be totally, totally entrapped with this technology. Unless we start doing things now, minimizing the exposure, removing the technology in your homes or in your smart devices that you bought, throw them away, put them on a bus, let them go somewhere else. They can track your washer in the bus. holy cow, that bus, that track, that washer went all the way from California to Ohio. How did it get there? We are at war. We are at war. Keep that in mind. We are at war. And most times the people that go to war don't even know what they're fighting for. And usually come back dead. So understand, we are at war. They are trying to cull the population. They are definitely trying to lower the population. They're predicting in 100 years the United States will have about 500 million people in American borders, and China will be down to 500 million. That's pretty intense when you figure that out. The United States will almost double its population growth, and China will have reduced it by 2/3. It's nuts. It's nuts. We are at war. We are at war. You know, don't fool yourself. Don't kid yourself because you're, you know, dressed in the best clothes and you're living in a high rise, paying big money, and you got a good job. That's all illusional. That's all illusional. You could go in today and be out tomorrow. Totally, totally, totally illusional to believe that we have any kind of security whatsoever. We are in the devil's den. And he controls everything in regarding to the military-industrial complex. So when you're seeing the vaccine thing being propagated, when you're seeing vaccines being pushed very hard, you're seeing vaccines, you know, blah, 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 blah. 90% of the thing is just marketing. And the majority of people that are propagating these things work for the drug administrations. You know, they don't care if the whole countryside becomes completely brain damaged because of what they've done. They couldn't hear the when I was up in a bus stop. I could hear the pitches and whatever, but some people couldn't hear it, or they didn't know what was even going on. A lot of people contact me all the time about noise in the ear, constantly hearing noises, high pitches. It says that's not, you know, tinnitus. That's basically your brain responding to the frequency, and now it's going back to the auditory. It says, but your brain is getting hit directly. This is the things we need to express to our friends. Show them the literature, let them read it, and then move on. When you get people who are hearing and reading the literature for the first time, they may not understand it. So give them some leeway and be as descriptive as you can with whatever you're trying to share with people. It'll go a long way, you know. It will really, really go a long way. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is Tony's show. Show may not be too long tonight. I got kind of set back and behind. I had an interview yesterday, day before. The day's become a blur this week. Anyway, the interview was in Israel. And we had a pretty good go at it with the interview. It was really a good interview. The link will be on the pod tonight. So, I mean, you'll see it. It's called An Epic Talk for Epic Times with Tony Pantelaresco. So when you look at the YouTube channel, which you'll see, there's AHAVA 528. I think Shao is the guy's name. Good guy. We had a good talk. We had a good exchange, good dialogue. I think it was indicative that there is movement going on in Israel as well, where people are starting to wake up. He actually, in our interview and our talks, made comments giving some clarity to what's really going on in Israel. Israel is also facing the same dilemma that the rest of the world is facing. They're having issues with all kinds of things with immigration. They're having all kinds of issues with chemtrails. They're having all kinds of issues with people getting sick, the frequencies, everything, you know. And It was a pretty good interview, I thought. I've listened to it a couple times, and you know, we had fun doing the interview as well. I would encourage you to go to the channel. For those of you who aren't familiar with some of the topics that we talk, all you got to do is go back to the previous Podbeams that we've done, independence.podbeam.com, and you can get caught up to some of the topics that we discussed in the interview there. But it'll be an eye-opener for a lot of you. Those of you who've been following the theme anyway will get a lot out of it as well. But I think all in all, it's going to be pretty good for a lot of you. And if you can share the interview, by all means do so. I mean, I think the information was good. A lot of people compliment me on the interview. It was a good interview because of the host of the show, and we got along pretty good. And we were able to, you know, tease a little bit. I was teasing a little bit more than he was. Anyway, it was a good show, and I would encourage you guys to go see it. And if you don't find the link, it's called An Epic Talk for Epic Times with Tony Pantelleresco. And you can, again, I'll repeat, An Epic Talk for Epic Times with Tony Pantelleresco. But the link will be posted inside the Podbean. I would, like I said, encourage everybody to go listen to the pod. If you are in Israel, I suggest you listen to this man. He has some insights of his own. And it may help a lot of you within the confines of Israel to realize how much of what's really going on has been fabricated in such a way that you have been manipulated and diverted in ways you can't imagine. And this is going on globally. It's not just in Israel. It's in the Middle East. It's in Europe. It's in Africa, India, China, Russia, the United States, Canada, South America, the Caribbean. There isn't a spot on the planet where this has not been initiated. Every place is at different levels. In the experiment, if you will, the experiment in a cesspool lab. Interesting content. Interesting, you know, content to think about. Anyway, before I go on, I want to let everybody know, if you're going to order stuff, the cutoff date will be the first week of December. If you're going to order a bucket, a triangle, a deflector fan, or any of the high-tech stuff that's bulky, as of December 1st, I will cut it off. And the reason why I cut it off at that point, for the big parcels, I will send off grounding straps, books, DVD books, because they're on DVD, thumb drives, and tinctures and remedies that are in small parcels, 2 ounce, whatever. Those usually get through. They can sometimes get lost, and if they get lost, it's a lot easier to absorb those costs than to absorb the cost of the tech that we send through the email, or sorry, through the snail mail. And the reason why I don't send stuff, because sometimes the things that you're getting ready to receive during the Christmas holiday, some people are more interested in those things than you are, even though you paid for them. So I'm going to hold off on the bucket and stuff, triangle, unless it's a real emergency, a real dire need to have these things. I will send it in only that situation, but with the understanding that if it gets lost, that's it. There is no replacement. That's why I like waiting till after the Christmas. The Christmas time has always been horrific when it came to shipping products out. Small products like the flash drive, books, tinctures, grounding straps, deflectors can be replaced at a nominal cost. To me, I never charge extra for having to resend products that get lost in the mail. So I am, like I said, I'm only going to send out the smaller items. The bigger items, no, they will not go out until after the holidays. So if you're interested in a bucket or triangle, you're interested in a deflector fan, that we showed how to make on YouTube on the update modification. If you're interested in any of those things, which are big ticket items, really, then that would be the cutoff date. Going to the U.S., I won't ship in Canada either, the bigger items, because our post is worse than the state, so you may not see it until February. I get delayed mail now, just local, you know. True story. I live in Windsor, and I sent a package in Windsor, and it wound up taking about 7 days to get there. 7 days to go from a Windsor address to another Windsor address. Just nuts. So again, I'm pointing this out so that, you know, you don't be alarmed if I say no, I will ship it after in January. You say, tell me it's an emergency, I will tell you at the same token that if I send the products out during that time, if they get lost, the big ticket items, it's a loss. You know, it's just going to be a complete loss. So I'm letting everybody know so they don't get all mad or angry. So you've been forewarned. Share these pods with other people. Because there's a lot of people out there that are listening to these things or need to get access. And this way you can remind them to listen to the show tonight, especially so that they will get and understand that I am not going to be sending the big ticket items out. I figured I'd let everybody know. I'll remind everybody in the next show again. So you got basically to the end of the month and the first week of December, and that's it. If it's like the last day of the first week of December, then it won't get shipped. I get a lot of email from all people from all over the world. You know, I've become sort of a hub, if you will, a relay hub with information. And a lot of times that information I get keeps me way, way ahead on a cutting edge on some things. Or it makes me start to look at some of the things that we need to look at. I think everybody should be looking at quantum mechanics, quantum programming, quantum computers. I think everybody should be looking at 6G right now. Start paying attention to 6G. Now, Australia right now is on fire. Now, you got an email from somebody down there, and it sounds like very strong, high-energy weaponry being used, or directed energy weaponry, or both, high-energy and direct energy weaponry being used to destroy Australia. Who's going to think about anything going down under with all the thunder? You know, they can fire whatever frequencies they want, and lo and behold, the wrath of the frequencies are now over the land. The military-industrial complex doesn't discriminate. And they needed a double blind. They did it in Paradise, California, and now they did it down in Australia. We're living in those times, and I am going to encourage very strongly that you start learning about alternative free energy. There is no such thing as really a free energy, but an alternative energy source that doesn't make you reliant on the current system today that you're relying on. That's what the free energy terminology, I believe, really means. And be able to be autonomous in producing your own energy. Now, I talked the other day about freedom and how we're really not free and we're all enslaved, and I make mention that even in the Israeli interview, that we're all slaves and we're dispensable, actually. We're dispensable slaves. And the need to understand that we're all slaves will go a long way in people unifying in support to get whatever they need to get done so that everybody has a mutual benefit. The slaves are dispensable. You can replace them now with a machine. Machines are going to start taking over the jobs. And the only thing that you need slaves for is the military-industrial complex, which will be now supply half the force in the United States. So anything you can learn in areas of free energy, quantum computing, 6G, I would encourage you to start going in that direction. It's going to be upon you soon enough. Somebody's saying, well, we're still fighting 5G. I would suggest you re-evaluate if it's going to make a difference, because they have put them up. They put directed energy weapons in these lamps. They've been torn apart. You can see the directed energy beams that they're using to target people. So start looking at 6G. When 6G hits, you're going to see a high rate, in my humblest opinion, of heart failure. Because the way it works, the terahertz frequencies on a higher bandwidth, they use infrared with microwave in conjunction and combination with each other. The infrared takes into the body 4 inches. The terahertz, the frequency, the microwave, now will break down the water molecules or the fat molecules to release the hydrogen, which then allows it to amplify and further target the body. Because we're all going through a high level of stress and anxiety in this life, my speculation is that the heart rates are going to cause heart failure like crazy. Knowing this and understanding this, one might now start using things like cholesterol in the diet to protect you or deflect some of the frequencies that may be assaulting your body. You might want to start learning how to build an alternative deflector, whether it be a parabolic bowl or a mirror, a three-sided mirror, or an EMP, and creating different things that are out there today that may help. Now, I was looking at something called a Morbius field. A friend of mine sent it to me, and I built one, and I noticed it did make a difference. It's like a field that traps energies. So anyway, if you look up Morbius field, you'll see what that means, what that is. It's a contoured twisting of wiring that allows the frequency, when it hits, to get trapped in this loop till it eventually disperses or dissipates. Things like that you're going to need to learn. Okay, things like that you're going to have to start, exploring the venues and the options that are there. We are in war. We have been at war for quite some time, maybe a millennia, maybe 2 millennia. But the entities that exist today on the planet are waging war on everybody, using anything at their disposal. Light bending technology so they're invisible. Blue beam technology to target you and cause all kinds of malfunctions and adrenal fatigue and skeletal and DNA damage. 6G, when it comes in again, to be a totally disruptor on a molecular level, causing higher levels of stress and stressful things that can further cause a weakening of the heart as a result of these frequencies, frequency overload. Study to show thyself approved under God. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In other words, read, experiment, study, go through the process, learn what's going on, and then go from there. You might be surprised at what you may learn, and you might be surprised at what you may see. You might be surprised in everything. Nothing's the same. Nothing has ever been the same. We have been manipulated for quite some time. We have had all kinds of disorientation and dysfunctionality happen to our lives. And then we start asking the questions, why is this happening? I'm doing everything right and I'm still having this type of diversity or this type of divergence pushing me down, trying to keep me trapped in this level here. These are things, if you're observing, then will lead you to more questions, and that will lead you to more answers. Hold fast to what is good. If you're doing any kind of research, then the idea of holding fast to what is good is biblical. know, or holding fast, you know, or test all things and hold fast what is true. That's what I go by sometimes. It's not a deviation from God's word, but an alternative in the sense of, you know, holding fast to what is true, holding fast to what is good. But you got to be able to read and study what can help you achieve that state of evolution. So that one day we'll all be godlike in the sense of reflecting God on a higher level. But when you read, test what you read. Always test whatever you're reading. Make sure. When you're listening to some goofy guru trying to sell you carbon C60 or some facsimile of nanotechnology, you know, tune them out, shut them down, do whatever. But like I said, you stay committed to your understanding, to the truth. Test it. Hang on to your test. See your results. See what you get. That you will know. That will make you solid. Because we were talking in the interview, if you ever, when you wake up, now you're at a loss because everything you thought you knew isn't true. Everything you thought you knew isn't, you know, what it's cracked up to being. So basically, you have to unlearn the program and then reboot the real program. That's how it is, unfortunately. So again, start studying, start understanding the things I just mentioned. This way you can understand how you may get assaulted and what you can do to develop a alternative. As I start, use cholesterol. Start taking things that supports the heart. Magnesium chloride, magnesium citrate, magnesium malate. Start using things like potassium chloride, potassium citrate. Start using things like taurine, 500 milligrams. Do these things several times a day. Eventually, you'll have a more reinvigorated heart as a result of it. Same with the liver. You want to regenerate the liver because you've been, you know, not treating the liver good. You know, you might want to use things like sage, milk thistle, rosemary to help regenerate and restore the liver. You might want to use MSM, NAC, alpha lipoic acid. These two are sulfur-based antioxidants that can also help support the liver. If you're poor and you can't afford things, go get some Epsom salt. That's pretty cheap. Take a teaspoon of that into a liter of water. You can add borax with it. Shake it up, dissolve it, and then sip on it all day. That will bring out some of the heavy buildup of the nano that is being acquired. And may possibly even push out what you've acquired that day just being where you are. We are at war. We are at war. And the warring factions are those that would have the highest authority and the power to manifest that authority. So you decide who it is. You decide what it is. Could it be the moon? Could it be bankers? Could it be the military-industrial complex? Could it be the executive branch of the United States? Could it be the presidential branches in other parts of the world? Could it be a prime minister? You know, what, you know, it could be anything. Remember, we are at war, and the leaders are not there for you. Look what's going on in Canada. Canada's being broken down. Look what's going on in Hong Kong. These are indicators and signs that our liberties are being squashed. That the liberties and the ideologies of democracies and freedoms of expression and speech and the right to choose and live the life you want to live is all going under the bus. We are at war. When you go into the grocery store and you see the food supply dotted with all these black dots, that's all nano poisoning. And we see the bulk of the food has been contaminated with this type of nanobiology or nano bioprogramming. You know, we see the bulk of the people seeing this in the food supply. We are at war. You're being assaulted through your diet. Won't matter about organics, they don't exist. Start using things of an aquaponic nature or a hydroponic nature. Start learning to grow things indoors. You might be surprised at how good you might really be at it. Those things, everything is changing. at a super rapid rate. And if you're not paying attention, it is moving right by you, right beside you, all around you. The alterations are going on everywhere. Signs are saying different things. People are acting in a different manner. This is almost as if their polarity has been reversed. We are at war. We are at war, you know. When you look up in the sky and you see the wonderful, intricate geometrical patterns they put up there for your behalf and mine, to be entertained by the display of, you know, nanobiotechnology being sprayed right in front of your eyes. We are at war. We are at war. Can't go into the oceans. Fish are dying because of all the plastics that are being consumed. The environment is being drastically reorientated. We are at war. We are at war. We need to call out these so-called political leaders, put them on a stand with a non-biased audience, an audience of people that walk in who are annoyed at what's going on with the country. Perhaps people like that can explain to everybody why the countries are suffering the way they are, why this indignation is going on, why a targeted people like Europeans or those of European descent are being heavily, heavily hit and regulated almost to a point of being out of existence. This is a sign of war. This is a sign of war. You know, it's torture without touch. It's manipulating everything. This is all AI today doing this. Artificial intelligence is shifting reality as we know it. And it's doing it in subtle ways, here a little, there a little. So before you know it, one day you wake up and you won't even recognize your environment. You won't even know where you are at. I was listening to Elon Musk the other day, and for the most part, I agree with him on the nature of nano and artificial intelligence. We are going to be totally, totally entrapped with this technology unless we start doing things now, minimizing the exposure, removing the technology in your homes or in your smart devices that you bought. Throw them away, put them on a bus and go somewhere else. They can track your washer in the bus. Holy cow, that washer went all the way from California to Ohio. How did it get there? We are at war. We are at war. Keep that in mind. We are at war. And most times the people that go to war don't even know what they're fighting for. And usually come back dead. So understand, we are at war. They are trying to cull the population. They are definitely trying to lower the population. They're predicting in 100 years the United States will have about 500 million people in American borders, and China will be down to 500 million. That's pretty intense when you figure that out. The United States will almost double its population growth, and China will have reduced it by 2/3. It's nuts. It's nuts. We are at war. We are at war. You know, don't fool yourself. Don't kid yourself because you're, you know, dressed in the best clothes and you're living in a high rise, paying big money, and you got a good job. That's all illusional. That's all illusional. You could go in today and be out tomorrow. Totally, totally, totally illusional to believe that we have any kind of security whatsoever. We are in the devil's den. And he controls everything in regarding to the military-industrial complex. So when you're seeing the vaccine thing being propagated, when you're seeing vaccines being pushed very hard, you're seeing vaccines, you know, blah, 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 blah. 90% of the thing is just marketing. And the majority of people that are propagating these things work for the drug administrations, You know, they don't care if the whole countryside becomes completely brain damaged because of what they've done. They couldn't hear the when I was up in a bus stop. I could hear the pitches and whatever, but some people couldn't hear it, or they didn't know what was even going on. A lot of people contact me all the time about noise in the ear, constantly hearing noises, high pitches. I says that's not, you know, tinnitus. That's basically your brain responding to the frequency, and now it's going back through the auditory. Says, but your brain is getting hit directly. This is the things we need to express to our friends. Show them the literature, let them read it, and then move on. When you get people who are hearing and reading the literature for the first time, they may not understand it, so give them some leeway and be as descriptive as you can with whatever you're trying to share with people. It'll go a long way, you know. It will really, really go a long way. Okay, I'm going to continue here. I had to take a pause, so I'm hopefully I'll be able to put the two tracks together in Audacity and have one show and later on. I was getting a little fatigued and I had to take a break. Talking about in the last part of it, I suppose, about, you know, sharing information, letting everybody have a, you know, whack at looking at what's that, whatever, and then, you know, allowing them to make, giving them time to grow and learn. In all that we're doing today, we're going to be hit with the terahertz. And I'm going to go back to that a little bit. And you have to start thinking in terms now. Not when it's installed, now. In regarding to how to defend against terahertz frequencies. As I stated before, it's a combination of two frequencies, infrared and microwave, and how it breaks down the mitochondria and how it turns the water in your cells into using the hydrogen to act as an amplifier to deliver a more precise or concise hit, further damaging the mitochondria, hitting the heart and the brain. We have to start now in thinking of these, to what to do. We have to start now looking at what we need to research on terahertz frequencies, how to neutralize terahertz frequencies, and what we can possibly do to avert being hit directly with these frequencies. 5G is a pain in the ass. 6G, it will be the end of your ass. That's just how it's going to roll. You know, and like I said, now is the time to start looking at this thing. Those who are awake and advanced already, you know what I'm talking about, because they're constantly evolving the assaults they're doing on the body. But those of you who are sort of just now waking up and getting started, again, don't get to a point of being overwhelmed or fear. It is going to be overwhelming, no doubt. You got some catching up to do. But with the help of these shows in independence.podbean.com, the link augmentedforce.com, the YouTube channels that I've done with the, it was all kinds of frequency stuff, the work that Brian296 has done with the photo gallery on the Google and the minds.com page, you'll get up to speed pretty quick on a lot of things. And you'll start seeing the techniques that we both have done and shared will go a long way in waking you up. Once you start going, you don't stop. Start also looking at quantum, anything to do with quantum computing, quantum fields, whatever, because that's where we are at this stage. You are talking about it already. It's already on the YouTube channels. You need to seriously assert yourself in the learning process and the learning curve, so that when the things get initiated, you are not only ready, but when somebody will come along and give you a line of bullshit, you'll be able to blow that right out the door. You won't get sucked in. You won't be paying money. You won't be losing money. You'll be on guard, ahead, and ready to go. it will be difficult because a lot of these things are scientific. And again, a lot of you women contact me all the time saying, you know, this stuff's over my head. Don't worry about it. The more you expose yourself to the learning process and you start teaching yourself what's up and down and you test what you're learning, it's going to start coming easier and easier and easier to you. And you'll start seeing things that you never saw before in the area of quantum, in the area of genetics, in the area of frequencies, in the area of nano poisoning. The assault came in when we weren't aware. We were children, we were playing, we were innocent, we watched television, eating the foods that were, our parents worked so hard to put on the table at the time. And now when we look at, what they've done, in their quest to further their experimentation, we are now the victims of a bad experiment. And that experimentation has gone on now for almost five generations, half a century. The millennials are screwed up, no fault of their own either. They've just been programmed. They don't even realize the full extent of the programming. When we're looking at all of us, even from that era of time, we all were programmed. I started us with the prototype. MKUltra was already on the television sets. They were already releasing their techniques on us so that we start learning and talking and thinking the way they want us to do. And nothing's changed. The only difference now is the efficiency and the experience that they've acquired. They have made the techniques far more effective and efficient. You don't even know what's happening most of the time. You're walking into a store, getting hit with facial recognition, driving down the road, getting hit with blue beam directed energy weapons, cars coming at you, hitting you also with more directed energy weapons, We're getting hit with genetics on all levels. And then we're being stressed out because of, the economic wars are going on between China and the United States and the economic downfall everybody's dealing with, as a result of this. And then taxes are going up because now they're trying to put a kibosh on Chinese goods coming into America and Canada. And in the end, it's the consumer that suffers here. The politicians make money. The games that they play is about the money that they're going to make and the cuts they're going to give each other. So, like I said, start now in your research. No matter where you are at, it doesn't matter what you're going after. You're going for environmental issues, you're going for genetic issues, you're going for endocrine disrupting issues, if you're going for nano issues, if you're going for frequencies issues, they are almost completely integrated with each other. Wherever you start, doesn't matter where you start, you're going to go in, you'll be into nano, doesn't matter whether you start there or not. You're going to be into frequencies, whether you start there or not. You're going to be into different types of carbon materials, whether you're ready or not. You're going to be there. It's going to be, like I said, all. And then when you see the discipline that you're looking at, you see these other things come into the arena of the disciplines you're at, that's when it starts to dawn on you that these things have been implicated into people so that they can grow a circuitry, they can grow a chip, they can grow robots, they can deliver quantum dots, they can access the dendrimers and transport them into the system so they can further network the body. There's a lot going on with the system. I keep telling everybody, just go to my site, augmentedforce.com. There are links there in regarding to nano. Read those links. When you open them up, they'll be going into different directories, even outside of the augmented force. Read those links. You might be surprised what they're telling you and how dangerous this carbon C60 is and all the other carbon nanomaterials are. They are not what they've told you, just like the silica. It's not true, then what they told you is not true. So it's going to be important for all of you, everybody, to look at everything that we're doing today and reevaluate what you think might be true. Some things are still true. There are some facts that are true today, but there are a lot of things that we've been told you know, whether you're in a political arena, whether it's in the religious arena, or whether it's in the educational arena, they have told us a lot of things that when we look at them later on and expose those things, we find that those things are not at all as they have led us to believe. That's the reality. And this is why, you know, I gave you the formula with the, you know, with the cholesterol the other day, with the respiratory issues, you know, using, if you get hit with a respiratory effect because of the chemtrail activity, you start right away with an onion, peel it, chop it up, take an apple, peel it, again, chop it up with the onion, add a little water, turn it into mush, every 2 to 3 hours, consume it. Start incorporating alpha lipoic acid, just in case you don't get enough vitamin E. It will take the place of vitamin E. It's a sulfur compound that also affects the glutathione levels in the body. You know, you can start using copper and zinc to produce SOD, which again is a very powerful antioxidant of itself. It too supports the, you know, the skeletal system. It's glutathione levels. It's the main support of the glutathione levels. So it supports the liver, supports the lungs, supports the eyes, supports the brains. So these are things that you can start doing now and start thinking in terms of doing. They're using the cholesterol thing that we showed, the form that we showed you. Zinc and copper, start keeping the iodine around you. I prefer the Lugol, seems to be the one that works. Nascent, I found, is actually nano. You don't want to really use the nascent because of the fact that it is nano. You know, you may want to use borax, you may want to use vitamin C. You want to keep these things on a higher profile. You know, getting an ascorbable palmitate, it's basically a fat-soluble vitamin C, which probably would be the best way to go for a lot of these issues. Okay, any sulfur you consume will go a long way. So you got to start thinking neutrality. How am I going to neutralize? Okay, I'm going to neutralize my food. I'm going to, you know, either grow them indoors or go to a greenhouse to get some of my veggies. Get root-based vegetables if you can. You know, I'm going to go to my farmer, you know, who's got chickens and they're free range. You know, free range. So I may go get the chickens from them because they're not exposed to the outdoors. You know, you got to start thinking. Now, get prepared. We're in winter, you know. Start getting your supplies prepared before a winter hits so that if something happens and you can't get on the road to go to a grocery chain, you have what you need in your unit, wherever you live, in a freezer. You know, keep in mind, preparation is going to be key here, and you got to understand that the nature of what we're being assaulted with is, again, we're at war. We are at war. Start thinking that you are in a war because you are. You know, don't assume because we haven't seen guns and cannons go off that we're not in a war. It's just done differently, you know. It's just done differently. We're no longer just using bullets, and now we're using frequencies, you know. It's the way it is. It's called no-touch torture, and that's a frequency assault. So again, this is where it comes in to understand, okay, we're getting hit with frequencies, we're getting hit with transgenetics. Where's the connection? Why do I need to look at these things? You know, is one augmenting the other? Is one impacting the other one? Is one activating the other? So like I said, it's very important that you understand how to neutralize whatever it is you're doing. You know, learn it as time goes on. You'll be surprised what will let go and what you'll be free of. You know, it's imperative that you understand that, and it's imperative that you, okay, go to my website. There's a couple radiation links on my site. Check them out, download them. These are protocols to remove radiation from the body. That includes the EMFs and the RFs and the ELFs. So go check it out. Understand, this war is not going to end because you want it to end. This war is going to continue on until they deem fit and ready. And with the amount of people gearing up for war, or countries are gearing up for war, it's just going to be a matter of time where there's going to be a slip up and everybody's going to jump in. So at this stage, keep yourself prepared. You know, keep yourself prepared. You never know. You know, the things you're doing today may impact your health tomorrow, so that you'll be able to stand against whatever assault is out there. Okay, I'm always talking about different, you know, people doing different things, you know, in regarding to, you know, being active. You know, you got Brian396.com, /Brian396/blogs. Check out his data, check out his research, and it's important that you know your enemy, and he's been very thorough in his research as well. You got the Aramac channel, you know, A-R-O-Y-M-A-K. Yanni there has been, became acquainted with him a couple months ago, and he's been, you know, pushing it out there as well. He's awake, he's ready to go, and he also gives me a hand in figuring out different things, you know, that I'm working on, so he has ideas as well. So again, check him out, support him. You also got myself, augmentinforce.com. You can, again, go there. Their links are there. They're lifelong, life-giving links that won't cost you a thing. It's all free. Check it out. And there's a YouTube channel as well. Again, when you go to the YouTube channel, you're going to find that we are the alternative to the alternative on the YouTube. About the easiest way I can tell you. All right. Give them your support. Oh, and let me remind you again one more time. That as of the 1st of December, if you're going to order any kind of buck